Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, and welcome to the Balance Wrap-Up. We're going to be joining live with us Mr. $2 Bill Josh and Mark Timmons from LADodgerTalk.com. We're trying to connect with the Gary Snyder Show right now, but I do believe we have Mr. $2 Bill Josh on the line with us. How's it going, sir?
It's going great. How are you tonight, Tom?
We're going good, and I apologize.
For sale rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms.
Okay, we have connected to the Gary Snyder Show, so in 1 minute we'll get everything together. But go ahead, Josh, wrap us up from last night's sport.
Well, last night the Detroit Tigers played pretty hard, but they fell to the Texas Rangers, and now the Tigers are down 3-1. I believe I fell asleep before this game was over, but I believe the St. Louis Cardinals won.
This is Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC's Power Lunch, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Hey, kid, do I have your attention? I know the way you've been living. I've no reckless tragedy in this. Welcome to the family. Hey, is there something missing? Only time will alter your vision. Never in question, lethal injection. Welcome to the family.
Not long ago, you find the answers were so crystal clear. Within a day, you find yourself living in constant fear. Can you look at yourself now?
Can you look at yourself? You can't win this fight.
No way it seems there's no one to come win.
All right, we are back here on The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. We're also joining the Balance Radio Network and his large audience. Tom Marquis, are you there?
I am here, sir. Yeah, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we are definitely on the air on the Balance Radio Network. You're across the nation. We are live now nationwide, and joining us as well as Mr. $2 Bill Josh. And we also have on the line here in just a moment our very first guest, Mr. Mark Timmons from L.A. Dodger Talk.
Well, did Skype work for you today? I guess that's the big question.
Me and Skype are going to battle right after this show. I was on the phone with them. I guess there's a browser issue on my laptop. I'm not really sure. In my studio at home, I'm really not sure. They said they had everything fixed. But we are on now. We're just not using Skype, but we are on, absolutely on. So let's rock
and
roll.
Well, I have to read this, so while I read this, go ahead and get our first guest on. All right, look outside. It's raining today. Pretty soon that's going to be snow. Now, winter is rapidly approaching, and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders right now. Not in 30 seconds, not in 10 minutes. Do it now. 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today. 317-523-8414. Again, that's 317-523-8414, or you can visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. All right, let's go back. Tom, are you there now? Are you still working with us here?
We are here. We are here, and absolutely we're here along with our very first guest, the very renowned and esteemed guy of self-proclaimed genius of the L.A. Dodgers and Major League Baseball, Mr. Mark Timmons with L.A. Dodger Talk. How we doing, sir?
Self-proclaimed. Okay, I got that. A legend in my own mind.
Mark, let me say this before you get started. Not to put any pressure on you, but you're following former Secretary of State George Shultz. So no pressure here.
There's no pressure. He doesn't know baseball like I do.
Hey, Mark, thanks for bearing with our little technical difficulties when we're trying to link up nationwide and trying to sync with the various stations. Sometimes it doesn't happen as planned, and when Skype goes cuckoo on us, you know, just rely too much on modern technology. Not like you. You are still the old-fashioned newspaper box score reading. No, I'm just kidding. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I use an abacus to keep track of all the batting averages, and I've got a chisel and a hammer that I hammered out into stone tablets. So, you know, we keep it going here.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Gary, like I said, this is Mark Timmons with L.A. Dodger Talk, and we're proud to join your show, the Gary Snyder Show, live. And like you just said, you had former Secretary of State Shultz on the line. Wow, what a great guest that was, I'm sure.
Very few times where I sit back and I say, wow, did I just talk to him? And I'm telling you what, that was pretty flippin' awesome. And we were also joined by, you know, a former radio talk show host down there in Indianapolis. Now, you know, he writes for IndyPolitics.org, and that's Abdul Hakim Sabaz. So, well, Mark, let me ask you this to get things started here. You follow the Dodgers. They're in the middle of a bankruptcy. What the hell is going to happen with them?
I mean, like, I have a crystal ball, you know. I mean, the fact of the matter is there's a lot of posturing going on by MLB and by the Dodgers. And you know, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, this could go either direction. I know Dodger fans are tired of Frank McCourt. They want a new owner. They want Mark Cuban. So, I mean, let's go. I'm ready for that, too. But as of now, McCourt still owns the Dodgers, and he's got a good cadre of attorneys. There's a lot of – this isn't just what meets the eye. You know, he's involved in a divorce where his wife claims she owns half the team. Major League Baseball is trying to oust him. He's trying to say Major League Baseball is bending the rules for him, you know, to oust him. And on the other hand, he's got a law firm that drew up when he bought the Dodgers, the law firm drew up an agreement between him and his wife that he's divorcing, that she claimed that the claims that she gave up the rights to the Dodgers. The problem was there were some mistakes in that contract. So the thing people aren't talking about right now is McCourt is probably going to sue his former law firm, and if he loses the Dodgers or stands to lose the Dodgers, they're going to have to pay a lot of money. So that could be the way that he pays off his ex-wife. There's just so many subplots in this thing that, I mean, I don't know. There's a website called Dodger Divorce written by a really bright guy, a lot brighter than me, called Josh Fisher. And he's been covering this thing from day one. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to end up. You know, cockroaches are hard to kill, and McCourt's still around.
Hey, Tom.
Now, Gary, the question, one of the things that I want to talk to you a little bit about the Dodgers, and you know, this is just one of many teams that are in financial problems, but obviously the Dodgers are in the worst type of financial problems that you could possibly be as a major league team. And obviously the Dodgers have a rich history, and I guess only in LA could a Hollywood story like this play out. But in your mind and in your theory, you've been following the Dodgers for a long, long time, and you're certainly have the ear of the front office there in a lot of ways, I know. In your opinion, what caused the demise of the LA Dodgers as we knew them in the past?
Well, I mean, this started when Bud Selig allowed Frank McCourt to buy the Dodgers, not using any of his money, only allowing him to use real estate as collateral. And, you know, he was undercapitalized, which I think Bud wants. I don't think Bud wants somebody like Mark Cuban in there, because Mark Cuban is going to, you know, write the checks, up the payroll, and Bud is afraid that he's going to lose his home team, the Milwaukee Brewers. Oh, wait a minute, did I say that? I'm sorry. Bud is afraid that he's going to upset the balance of power in baseball. So, you know, he put in Frank McCourt, thinking Frank's going to be a good soldier. The problem is, I think everything would have happened and it would have played out had Frank and Jamie not divorced. I think there was some extravagant living, some extravagant lifestyle, some major spending. They bought like $720 million homes. They took a lot of money out of the Dodgers. But here's the thing: what have the other owners done? Are other owners just as culpable? Have they taken as much out of their teams as the Dodgers have? And on the other hand, like the Florida Marlins, I mean, they're paying $35 million or something in salaries, and yet they're getting like that same amount as profit sharing from Major League Baseball. So, I mean, Frank McCourt is asking Major League Baseball to open their books so he can say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not that different than other guys. But Bud Selig created this when he put Frank in. On the other hand, Frank's done a lot of good. He's the Dodgers have a competitive team. I mean, like it or not, they have the leading Cy Young Award candidate in Clayton Kershaw on their staff, and they also have the leading MVP candidate in Matt Kemp. Now, that's amazing when you talk about a team that is filing bankruptcy.
Okay. And, Josh, I know we've got to have to jump to a break here in a minute, but, Josh, do you have anything? Hold on. I think Josh's mic's off. Josh, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it helps if I turn your mic on. Go ahead, Josh, real quickly before we go to a break.
I was saying there's rumors out there the Dodgers are going to sign both Fielders and Pujols. Do you think there's any chance Bud Selig allows that to happen?
You know, I really hope they don't. That hasn't proved to be the way for winning baseball to occur. I mean, look at the Yankees, look at the Red Sox, look at the Phillies. They're not in the playoffs anymore. You know, and last year's free agents, you had Adam Dunn, a big bust. You had Jason Wirth, he's a bust. And, you know, the best one was Adrian Beltre. Carl Crawford, they paid him almost $20 million to hit .255. I mean, the team the Red Sox stole him from made the playoffs, and they didn't. You know, so, I mean, I'm against doing that. On the other hand, here's what makes the Dodgers situation different. They've got a $3 million contract offer from Fox Sports on the table, and they may get a bigger one from Time Warner. So, I mean, yes, they're in bankruptcy. That was a tactical decision made by Frank McCourt to keep Major League Baseball from kicking him out. But he's got a $3 or maybe $4 billion contract ahead of him. So, I mean, technically they're not bankrupt.
All right, guys, okay. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue speaking with Mark Timmons of LADodgerTalk.com. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Bring in your corn, we'll make some steam. Together we'll keep the environment green. Let's keep our future beautiful.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
But there will be soccer tonight as both the Marion Giants and the Oak Hill Golden Eagles will play in the opening round of the IHSAA Soccer Regionals tonight. Both were crowned soccer sectional champions over the weekend. The Giants at Kokomo tonight. They'll be taking on Yorktown in 2A soccer. Meanwhile, in single-A regional soccer tonight, Oak Hill will travel to Caston. Well, they'll be taking on the Argus Dragons. Remember what they did to the Marion basketball Giants back in 1979 in the semi-state? Try to forget that over these 30 years, but it just keeps coming up in my memory. Hey, the Marion Giants have announced that the football battle between Marion and Jay County next Friday at Jay County will be a late start time because of the travel time for Marion. That will be a 7:30 kickoff a week from Friday. That's sports. I'm Jim Brunner reporting.
Whether it's sunny in Swayze or rainy in Radley, WBAT will make sure you know what the Grand County weather picture is. Hi, I'm Chris Daniels from Indiana's News Center. As the leaves and the temperatures fall, we'll be dealing with a variety of local weather conditions. Jason Myers and I are always ready to bring you up to date on issues with fog, slick road conditions, and yes, the distinct possibility of an early Indiana snow. Indiana's News Center in 1400 WBAT, a winning weather team.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
On the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to our guest, Mark Timmons of LADodgerTalk.com. If you've been listening of late, you know I was in quite a predicament. I needed new carpet. And I did what everybody else does when they need new carpet. I went to the big box stores. And when I did that, you know what I found out? There was something missing. That's right. Service. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Balo, Shaw, goes on and on. They also had something that was missing from every other place I checked out. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl. Heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K cabinets made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they were not doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call. He's waiting. 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com. You can just go on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Edna Avenue in Huntington. All right, let's move back to Mark Timmons of LADodgerTalk.com. You know, if Mark Cuban were to end up somehow buying the L.A. Dodgers, you know, he's created, you know, I wouldn't call it a circus down in Dallas with the Mavericks, but he's definitely created an atmosphere where it seems players want to go. Do you think he'd do the same thing with the Dodgers?
I'm sure he would. I mean, it would be even easier with the Dodgers because, I mean, you know, starting with Camelback Ranch, their spring training and off-season facility. I mean, it's top notch. It's one of the best in baseball. And you know, the Dodgers' history. I mean, at Chavez Ravine, the older Dodgers, and you know, Frank McCourt's been pretty successful at bringing a lot of them back, and they have special days. And but you know, you can see Mark Cuban just. I mean, Mark knows how to market, and you know, Frank McCourt's. You know, he's. Well, he's Frank McCourt. What can I say?
All right, Mark. So we're talking to Mark Timmons of LADodgerTalk.com. I know we've only got just a few more minutes left here in our interview with you, but we certainly want to make sure that we get your thoughts on a couple more things. One is Epstein to the Cubs. Good decision, bad decision, and how much money do you think Epstein will also spend to try to get Mr. Pujols?
You know, here's the answer. Here's the short answer. Who knows? I mean, you know, obviously the Red Sox with Theo Epstein as general manager won two World Series, but there's a lot of talk behind the scenes that Larry Lucchino and the owners of the Red Sox were also calling the shots that Theo really wasn't running the show. So I think in Chicago, he's going to get the opportunity from the Ricketts family to run the whole show. And I guess it's going to come out in the wash as to what he's going to do. The fact of the matter is, the people that go out and buy the expensive free agents haven't always came out on top. I mean, it's been difficult. So Pujols, you know, he's a great player, but, I mean, what's he going to look like in 5 years? You know, he could look entirely different in 5 years than he is now. Same thing with Prince Fielder. I mean, he weighs 400 pounds. What's he going to look like in 5 years? I don't know. So, you know, it's a roll of the dice to sign these free agents. The time-proven method of winning championships, I think, is simply having a good farm system. Drafting the right players, bringing them up, maybe making a key trade here and there. I mean, the Diamondbacks and the Tigers are teams this year that made some really key trades that got them into the World Series, or got them into the playoffs, not the World Series yet. But, you know, they both came out as winners because they made some key trades with Ian Kennedy, and, you know, the Tigers gave up Granderson last year, but they got some other things back. So, you know, you've got to grow from within, make some trades, free agents maybe, but, you know, a lot of it hasn't turned out well for the Dodgers, I can tell you that right now.
Well, and that's a story yet to be played out. Now, Josh, we got about 30 seconds, 45 seconds before we got to go to the bottom of the hour break and then let Mr. Mark Timmons go. I know you had some questions about the playoffs.
I do have a couple of questions about the playoffs. Do you think there's any chance Detroit can come back and win the series against Texas, or do you think it's pretty much a done deal we're going to see Texas and St. Louis?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, Detroit is really banged up. You know, they're down. They've got some injuries. You know, this is baseball. Anything can happen. And, you know, I love the grittiness of that team, but they've had some unfortunate injuries, and it looks like Texas is in the driver's seat. And, it looks like it's going to be Texas, and you know, Milwaukee has a better chance of coming back than Detroit does.
Well, hey, Mark Timmons, I want to thank you for joining us today. You can find his work at LADodgerTalk.com, and it was a pleasure, a very interesting conversation, and please don't be a stranger, my friend.
Thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, we're going to go to the bottom of the hour news. When we come back, Phil V. Wilson from the Indianapolis Star is going to try to, I don't know, give us some positive news on the Colts. Who knows? All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show here on 1400 WBAT.
All right, balance wrap-up continues right here at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, myself, a $2 bill, Josh, are right here with us. And in about 5 minutes, we're going to join Mr. Phil Wilson from the Indianapolis Star. We're going to talk Indianapolis Colts with the Gary Snyder Show. Real quickly, Josh, walk us around sports in the last 24 hours.
Vince Bowman in November of last year.
Okay, Josh, you can go. Go ahead. You're on.
The NCAA has found out that Auburn and Cam Newton did nothing wrong. There will be no punishment against Auburn. Ohio State appears to be in trouble yet again. And, Tom, there's so much breaking news about you. We haven't even got to talk about all the Indiana Hoosiers breaking news this week. Maurice Creek has a season-ending injury yet again. You know, it'd be amazing what he could do if he could stay healthy at Indiana University. This is his third straight season-ending injury, this time to a broken wrist.
All right. Well, Josh, I want you to go ahead and give us a rundown for the next minute or two and talk about some IU or whatever's on your mind for the next minute or two as we're on break to try to connect with Bill Wilson and Gary Snyder show again.
All right, well, don't forget to join us tomorrow night as The Balance presents our first ever national high school football game of the week, the Ben Davis Giants and the Carmel Greyhounds. Saturday morning, we have a jam-packed show on the gridiron. We're going to have Gary Snyder, of course, me and myself, Tom Marquis, Tom, and Jimmy the intern, and hopefully Evan. It's super fan. I'm actually going to be on. I already gave him the invite. I'm waiting to hear back if he's going to accept. We're going to do fantasy huddle. We're going to talk about IU going to Wisconsin, Purdue going to Penn State, Ball State's at Ohio. Notre Dame has the week off. We're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts, Cincinnati Bengals. And we're going to bring back a tradition we haven't had in a few weeks, but this Saturday we're going to bring it back. Me, Tom, Gary, and Jimmy, and our guests, if they want to, are going to pick every NFL game this weekend. And from this point forward, the rest of the season, we're going to keep score here on the Balanced Gridiron of who does the best each week in picking the NFL games. And hopefully here in just a couple minutes, we're going to have Philip E. Wilson.
Yeah, we're going to have Phil Wilson here on the line with us in just a couple minutes when we join Gary Snyder show at 1400 WBAT in Marion. And as soon as we rejoin him, we'll have Phil Wilson on the line with us. Now, Josh, Brewers and the Cardinals last night, Brewers had every opportunity to win it. What are your thoughts on that?
I think St. Louis Cardinals continue to prove me right when I said they were going to win the World Series. They continue to look like they may very well win the World Series. Tom, you got to be proud as a Cardinals fan. The Cardinals played hard. They played for a full 90.
All right, we're back on the Gary Snyder Show here on 1400 WBAT. Before we go any further, I need to tell you about Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go. Did I say the place to go? The only place to go. For all of your mowing needs this fall and all of your snow removal needs this winter, including Ariat snow throw snow blowers, Gravely mowers, and, of course, they're one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that is over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Huntington, Marion, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, Ariat, Snow Throw, Gravely, Hustler, Dixie Chopper, and even Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers. And trust me, you're going to need those leaf blowers pretty darn soon. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Call them now, 260-489-3391, or you can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road in Fort Wayne, or just visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, I'm going on blind luck here, but hopefully now we have Phil B. Wilson, Colts beat writer from the Indianapolis Star, joining us. Phil, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show / The Balance.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good, Phil.
I am doing excellent. And yourself?
Oh, I've been under the weather for 4 or 5 days. I'm rocking a little Barry White voice here. You know, my darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. So other than that, I mean, you know, people were thinking the Colts play had something to do with it. I would insist that it was just change of season nature that got me a little crud. But hey, we'll tough it out. We'll get through. Always another game. Always got to keep moving forward.
You know, I'll tell you what, they just took the beans down around my house, and the corn is not too far away. And every time that crap happens, my whole family gets sick.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, it's a nice little tie-in to what's going on with the Colts right now, because they obviously are a little infirmed at the moment, to say the least.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Tom. No, I was just going to say, every single time I as this, the cold season go along, I think back about the that Family Guy episode where he says, poop in your dreams.
Hello.
Peter, you just pooped all over the bed.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
And that's exactly what the Indianapolis Colts have been doing, Phil. They have been pooping for real. And I know you've sent out a couple of blogs today and yesterday about the whole sucking for luck, about trading Mathis. So the floor is yours, sir. Please enlighten us on what's going on over there on West 56th Street in Indianapolis.
Well, the last blog was just merely merely a reactionary blog, because so many people in a matter of an hour emailed me or tweeted me about, I guess what I heard, Adam Schefter had suggested if the Colts were smarter or wise, they would trade Reggie Wayne, the wide receiver, or defensive end Robert Mathis to respective AFC East teams for fourth-round picks. And Adam's just expressing an opinion. He's just making a suggestion. And if the Colts don't have any intention on re-signing Reggie or Robert, it would make sense before the trade deadline to get something for them. But I wrote on the blog that I didn't see it happening. Kind of an easy position to take. The bottom line there being, they don't have anybody to replace them in terms of, you don't have a number one receiver on this roster. I know some people like Garcon an awful lot, but he's not a number one. He's not dependable all the time. And Robert Mathis is... he's the 1B to your 1A Dwight Freeney, and maybe even a 2 to Dwight Freeney 1. I mean, nobody's Dwight Freeney. Robert Mathis has flourished as a great result because of the guy he plays with and the attention he's shown Freeney. But you need to have both of them for this defense to even have a prayer of a chance, because as we're seeing, just straight playing straight up vanilla scheme defense, they're not stopping anybody, they're not getting off the field enough, and Freeney and Mathis are their two playmakers. So trading them now would be saying, well, we're not going to have them back next year. And I maybe I'm naive, maybe the money won't add up, but I'm of the opinion that the Colts are going to have a chance to be competitive and put this back together next year with or without Peyton Manning. You have to have certain parts in place, and I think Reggie's still got game left, and I still think Robert has game left.
Well, I hope you still have some game left. We appreciate you joining us when you're not feeling well. That's for sure. $2 Bill, Josh, I know you have some thought. You always have some thoughts and questions for Phil about the Indianapolis Colts. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, let me say, Phil, I read your blog, and I 100% agree with you, but I have a little bit different take on the ridiculous rumor the Colts trade Reggie Wayne and Robert Mathis and any of their other frontline starters right now. If the Colts trade any of their frontline starters right now, essentially what Chris Polian, Bill Polian, and Jim Irsay would be saying is, we give up, we quit, we're completely 100% sucking for luck. But that's the impression I got in the second half on Sunday. That's exactly what they were doing. But if they trade him, they're essentially telling the fans, don't bother coming to Lucas. We don't care if we play in front of an empty house the rest of the year. We quit.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first message you send. That you know, and we can all agree, the only people that don't think this season is lost are the guys that play. Pat Anger told me Monday that he still thinks they can win every game on their schedule. And you know, I admire the guy for that. I really do. I mean, here's a guy that leads the league in tackles by 16 or whatever, because he's being overworked and basically abused physically And you know, he's still second year pro trying to learn. He even told me, you know, that honor isn't even an honor, that he thinks about how many tackles he's missed and how he hasn't played well in his mind. So I like that guy. I like that attitude. That's the type of guy I want to be a defensive leader. But the fact of the matter is they collapsed the second half against one of the worst teams in the league. They've had two games that they should have won against teams that I think are just not very good, in the Browns and the Chiefs, and they blew it. And you blew a 17-point lead twice against the Chiefs at home when everything seemed to be going well for you. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. Just like cutting Justin Tryon, the cornerback, who should have been starting. I mean, it doesn't add up. I mean, conspiracy theorists have got they could have a field day with all this. But I can tell you, knowing the players and the guys I've talked to, they're not quitting. They're insulted by the suck for luck idea. I wrote a blog about that one because there's so much conversation about it, and I'm not suggesting just by writing it that these guys would lay down. They're professionals. They're paid to do a job. They're paid to show up and play hard. And the Colts have played hard. Four of these five losses, they've been in the game late. But the reality is, if this team continues to play the way it does and doesn't win a game and gets the number one pick, I'm telling you, brother, I'm sold on Andrew Luck, even if that means he has to wait two or three or 4 years if Manning can come back. I'm sold that Andrew Luck is the real deal, and I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Now, when you look the play of the Colts, especially at quarterback, you know, when I look at Painter at quarterback, I don't think that he's really, other than the first couple series that he played, he's played that bad. To me, it's been more of a defensive failure than an offensive failure, especially since Painter's taken over the helm there.
Yeah, Curtis is Curtis is a very interesting topic, all right, because I've been on record as saying he's not an NFL quarterback. Well, you know, now I have to modify that because I think he's proven that he has an NFL quarterback arm. And he's made some good throws. He made some excellent throws in the first half. I mean, against the Chiefs. And the fact of the matter is, he had this team ahead in both those last two games, at Tampa and at home against Kansas City. And the defense, which, you know, in the Tampa Bay game, I tried to rationalize that a lot of the problem was systemic of the offense not maintaining enough time of possession, 21, 22 minutes time of possession is not enough. And that indirectly leads to a defense being worn down. Well, that's all well and good, but last Sunday, there are no excuses there. Yeah, the offense could have held the ball longer, but there are no excuses blowing a 24-7 lead. And that was enough points to get it done. So, Curtis has done okay the last 2 weeks. He's not been great. I think some people have rushed to judgment and said, oh, he's been great. Well, no. You're still looking at a guy that, even though he has a 100 quarterback rating, he's completed 48-point-something% of his passes. He hasn't completed half his passes yet. So the numbers are a little uneven. But he's made some good throws. He's found Pierre Garçon. When Garçon's beaten guys, Garçon's caught it. That's kind of important with Pierre. And they've been in games, and that's all you want is a fighting chance. Well, he's given them a fighting chance, and the defense, in my mind, again, we're back to the same drawing board here. If Freeney or Mathis still make a play, this defense can't stop anybody.
All right, guys, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back here in about a minute here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
While you take...
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, G-Balance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Show here on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to our guests, Phil B. Wilson, Tom Marquis, and $2 Bill, Josh. Winter is rapidly approaching and time is running out to get that much needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now. 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. You can always visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. And, of course, if you cannot remember all that, all you really need to do is go to GaryLSnyder.com. All right, we're back with Phil B. Wilson, beat writer for the Colts for the Indianapolis Star. Let me ask you one more quick question, Phil, before we turn it over to Tom. You know, what's up with Peyton? What's up with Dallas Clark? He just seems to can't catch anything right now.
Yeah, we're all asking that same question. You know, he talked today, and he basically said what we expect him to say, that he's got to be better. He insisted that it had nothing to do with health, that the surgery he had on the wrist last year went fine and that his wrist is okay. I theorized in a blog today that, you know, maybe, or the only explanation I could even think of, and it's just, I'm just grasping at whatever, is that he's just so used to the way Manning throws the ball to him, and Manning throws a very receiver-friendly ball, that it's just throwing him off. And maybe the infrequency with which he's getting the ball thrown to him, I mean, sometimes he gets it a lot, sometimes he doesn't, and then it doesn't look the same to him. And, you know, that's the only thing I can come up with, and that's pretty thin, because the ball's in him in the hands. And you know, the rule is that it's in the hands, especially both of them. You have to catch it. And it's confusing. I know he's snippy about it. I know he's not happy about the fact we chased him around here for the last few days. I wanted to talk to him about it because we're doing our jobs and we're asking him about how he does his. And, you know, I wrote that, you know, I think I tried to make clear that we all like Dallas. I mean, he's a great guy. But he's one of the highest paid tight ends in the league. And you can't have, you know, based on what Paul Karski wrote in his blog today on ESPN, you can't have 6 drops, you know, 5 games in a year. I mean, that's too many. We saw these 3 the other day. So you hope it's just an adjustment thing for him, him and Curtis. I don't know. You hope, because it's just way too much money to be spending on a tight end who can't produce. And we're confident, or at least I say colleagues and I, when I talked about it, we do think he'll be back, and we do think he'll get it together. We think it's just a lull or a slump, if you will, and great players sometimes have their bad moments. I hope it's not something we're harping on as the season keeps spiraling out of control, because there are enough other problems to worry about. But we've enjoyed Dallas for a long time, and hopefully he'll give us some more moments to enjoy before the season's over.
Well, Dallas Clark's certainly one of my favorite players, and obviously he's the guy, when I'm able to go as a fan, I wear his jersey. So I hope that he can find his mojo here soon. We do have a question from a listener that tweeted it. Colts Chick wants to know, what do you think about Curtis Painter staying the starter? Why can't Jim Caldwell make up his mind? Quote, end quote.
Well, and, you know, the thing is, and I've tried to hint at this in my Good Morning blog here recently, the Colts are on the hook for $4 million with Kerry Collins. You know what that is, guys? That's a big, fat egg omelet on the face right now, all right? Kerry didn't work out. And I don't believe for a second he had a concussion. I don't believe for a second he had symptoms. I think that was a tactful way to save some face for the organization, because they brought in this guy, and now Curtis Painter's out playing him. And that's why we continually ask Caldwell for Collins updates each day. My colleague Mike Chappell asked Coach Caldwell today. And I know some people on Twitter and even in emails are like, well, why are you guys still, you know, Curtis the starter? Why do you keep bringing this up? Well, because they've never really cleared this up with Collins as far as where he is and what's going on. When you leave it as such that he lost his job because he got hurt, well, there's that old axiom or adage in the NFL, a guy doesn't lose his job to injury. Everybody can see that Curtis is playing better than Kerry did. And it's funny because Caldwell acts exasperated with us today when someone else asked a follow-up question and said, Curtis Painter is our starter, plain and simple. Well, okay, but that's as definitive as you can say it, Coach. But what's the story on this Collins guy? What, you know, you wouldn't even admit he had a concussion. You said symptoms, and you could test him when he asked you. I mean, we're just trying to understand how this is working. So I've theorized, and I've come to the conclusion on my own, I don't know how many people share it, that I think the concussion story just was to save some face for Kerry and the organization, because it's going to amount to a $4 million mistake. They went out and got a guy they thought could help. Most people thought it was a smart move at the time. And all along, Reggie Wayne was right. You know, Curtis Painter should have got a chance to start right away. We should have got a chance to see what he was made of from the get-go, because he knew this offense and knew the guys better. And I'm not by any means saying Curtis will save the season or make it all better. But, you know, I think we all see now what it is. And it's Curtis's job. And if Caldwell and the Colts don't want to be honest about it, fine. You know, the biggest thing that a colleague said to me, and he's right, he's 100% right on about this. If they gave the job back to Collins right now, that locker room would revolt. I mean, and as if you don't have enough problems at 0-5, you would lose that room right now if Collins got the job back for any reason other than if Curtis got hurt. So that speaks well for Curtis, and Curtis deserves some credit, because guys like me have ripped on him for a while, or at least suggested, hey, nice guy, just can't play. I mean, it speaks well for Curtis that he's done as well as he has, and I'll give him credit. He's unflappable. He doesn't care what any of us say or write. He just wants to play football. He's a good Joe, and he really is. And he's a guy that, you know, if you talk to him, you get to know him a little bit, you'd root for him. You really would, even though I'm not sold he's the long-term answer. But I certainly hope he does well, because God knows Colts fans deserve to cheer something this year, and I hope he can give him something.
Okay, real quickly, Josh, we've got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left. Josh, go ahead with your last question for Phil Wilson.
I'll shorten my answer, sorry.
My question is, when are the Colts going to be honest with their fan base, maybe more importantly with themselves? I'm sorry, man, he's not coming back this year. If Collins isn't the guy, when are they going to be honest with everybody and put them both on the injured reserve and open those two roster spots up, which we desperately need?
Well, that's a good question, and I've already lobbied, or I've already written that more than once, tweeted as well. I mean, I thought that Manning going to IR was inevitable, and now I'm hearing all kinds of things in terms of just speculation that maybe the idea is just to make sure he can still play. And that's why you keep him on active, which doesn't make any sense to any of us. But more to your point, the question about being honest and forthright. Here's the thing, and it starts with Bill Polian, the vice chairman. He's a six-time executive of the year. He's done a lot of great things as a football front office guy. But his one great drawback, the one great drawback in my mind of his career is he just has a disrespect for anybody else who might differ with his opinion. He wants to control everything, and that includes the media. And they would rather tell you what they think they should tell you, what they think it is, than sometimes what it really is. And I think that's not going to change as long as he's in charge. I just think it's not going to change. And the question then becomes, will Chris Polian, his son, if he takes over him eventually, and some people say he's doing it now, running day to day, I think he is, but he's still not the final say. As long as Bill's in charge and Bill in power, I think you're going to have this problem. I think you're going to have this need to be Sherlock Holmes, and we're all going to have to be super sleuths and figure out what's real and what's not. And it's interesting sometimes, but as you probably alluded to in your question there, it can be absolutely maddening and frustrating in others. You want to give a guy credit, respect for a great career, a Hall of Fame career, but then he tears down so much of what he's done by how he acts and how he conducts himself with other people. And that's my big argument with him, and he didn't care about me, didn't care what I say, didn't even acknowledge me as a human being or as a writer, but I think that the Colts could do their fans a great service by being a little more forthright and honest. And it would start with their head coach. Let their head coach speak his mind in press conferences, because you're making Jim Caldwell look like a goof when he doesn't know what to say, or he has to lie or mislead with certain information about players.
Well, I did get a high out of Bill Polian up at the Notre Dame press box once. So
there you go.
I'm sure after he finds out you've been on the show, that's going to stop.
Well, you know,
Phil, thanks a lot for joining us. Real quick, about 10, 15 seconds, where can people find your work?
IndyStar.com, bouncing off Phil D, the blog there. We got Colts Online videos as well. IndyStar.com, bouncing off Phil D. I'm on Twitter at PWilson24, PWilson24, and I'll keep it coming, guys. Got a job to do, win or lose.
Thanks a lot, Phil and Tom. Tom and Josh, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank all of our guests today, including Justin Fall from the Marion Police Department, Kevin Knuth, Abdul Hakim Shabazz, former Secretary of State George Shultz, Mark Timmons, and Phil B. Wilson. We'll be back tomorrow right here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Your source for CBS News.
Boom!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
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 More.